going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Mark Reardon.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Mark Reardon.
There's all these new words that are just meant to keep one person from disagreeing with another person's position.
And you have to be pithy. What do I mean by pithy? How about this? Republicans want to kill your kids.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
You know, in hearing the Gamma Tree Experts promo there, something tells me Gamma Tree Experts are very, very busy these days, right?
Oh, can you imagine?
I can't even imagine. I used to have a friend in Milwaukee. My wife used to do this when she was younger. I had a guy who was a good friend who was a tree service. He had his own business. And he would always go across the country. And he wasn't doing it to, you know, certainly he was making money. He wasn't going in to take advantage of people. But that was kind of his gig for the longest time. Where if there were trees that were down in a storm or, you know, you had a hurricane or something like that, he'd have to go in with a crew and it was pretty crazy.
And so, you got to trust those people. You know, if you know one, you feel better about life in general because you know they're not going to get you. They're going to take care of you. I don't know. It would be really difficult to be in this position with trees down all over your yard. You're desperate to get it out. But what if somebody comes by who's fly by night and you don't know it? That makes me nervous.
Yeah, and it probably should make you nervous, right? Just because you don't know, and hopefully you can trust Gamma Tree. But yeah, you're going to have people, they're going to try to swoop into these neighborhoods and take advantage of people. And all you want to do is get the tree, you know,
off
of your house or something like that. And it's just, it's unbelievable. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you a little story about last night because my power was out. Did your power go out?
No. When did it go out?
Like 1 in the morning, from 1 in the morning until probably 1 p.m. And, you know, we knew that the storms were coming in, so I fell asleep relatively early, and my wife and daughter were upstairs. You know, I've talked about my daughter's had these little PTSD from storms in the past, and she, you know, she was a little freaked out. So when the sirens went off, she came down to the basement. We're all in the basement, and then we all kind of fell asleep. I woke up at some point, and I went upstairs, but I knew that the power was out. Now, I could look at my phone, and I could figure out what time it was. And then I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, it is literally pitch black in my basement, So I went back down because I didn't want her to wake up and to freak out.
Right.
And that was kind of one of my concerns. But what was funny, so then woke up this morning. I had the alarm that went off, and this is what I heard. Both of us were kind of waking up at the same time, and this is what I heard. Do you know what that is?
A guitar?
Doesn't it sound like a guitar? Listen. That was a guitar, like a little toy guitar that was stuck in the corner by Oreo's hutch. And that was Oreo. That was Oreo playing guitar there. He just did one strum. Yeah, he was. Well, I recreated it there.
Oh, but, okay. Yeah, I mean, that sounded really good.
Well, that's exactly what it sounded like. He took his teeth or he took his nails on just one part of the guitar, and that's what I heard.
So, oh my gosh.
Alex and I both looked at each other. We're like, wait a second, and we were confused because I said, "Did you hear that?" And you know, sure enough, that's what we heard. It was interesting, but you know. When we were wrapping up the show yesterday, I was starting to get some text messages. Fred, do you know when Kara Spencer had that news conference yesterday?
I don't.
Sue, did you hear about this?
Wait, no. I'm assuming it's about the sirens.
Yeah. Yeah, so let me see if I get this straight, because this is kind of unbelievable to me that they're saying, who was in charge? Was there like one dude? I'm sorry, maybe I misgendered the person. Maybe it was a woman, right? Who was essentially in charge of sending the message out that we have tornado warnings across the city.
Wait a minute, like just pressing the button that sets them off?
It was the city emergency management agency that's supposed to push the button.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want you to hear because when she was on Camo X this morning, I'm going to play some of that. But when she was having this news conference, Dennis Jacobson, the fire chief, was behind her. And now I guess the fire department's going to have some control of this. But let me play to you what she said yesterday, because this is quite stunning.
A massive weather system had hit the ground and was decimating our neighborhoods. In those minutes between the warning and the time that we were experiencing a massive weather event, there was a failure. A human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running, to let the community know that there was a massive weather event hitting our community. There was a failure of protocol. It was a human failure. This protocol was put in place in 2021. It was not exceptionally clear about whose roles and responsibilities it was to do what. It is now my responsibility and my role to ensure that moving forward, this protocol is crystal clear, and it is. This protocol is calling for our fire department, who is staffed 24 hours a day, to issue those warnings.
And so I'll stop right there, because that sounds like, and I've read a couple accounts of this, and I'll play another soundbite, but yeah, apparently, and you can't tag Kara with this, right?
No.
Because she's been in there for, what, a month now? And I'm not going to blame her. I give her credit for coming out and saying that,
yeah,
because you got to change what was wrong. But my goodness, are you kidding me? That's essentially what happened, that somebody didn't press the right button, and that's where we are right now with all this?
I'm kind of interested in hearing her say, you know, the fire department, which is staffed 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder.
Which makes you wonder, so maybe there was a staffing problem?
Well, I think there was a staffing problem because...
But, in the middle of the day?
It was the afternoon.
Yeah, it would be one thing.
It was working hours.
It was 2:45, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if this happened like overnight. Did your alarms go off last night?
I don't think
ours
so.
Ours did, yeah.
Yeah, mine did. So
I slept through them.
Like, yeah. 11:45.
Here's a little bit more here.
From this point forward, the fire department, with whom I have the utmost confidence, is going to be doing that work moving forward. But at the end of the day, this was a human failure. We know that our emergency management system also issued 317 direct messages to the community to let them know. Our sirens are designed to let people know who are outside to take shelter. But at the end of the day, this was a failure.
Wow.
You know what? We have said forever that we need a leader and somebody who will, if you just say, you know what, it's our fault, we take responsibility. The last administration did zero taking of responsibility.
Zero.
So, I mean, it's terrible that this happened, but I am heartened by the fact that she's saying, yep.
Yeah, no, she, you know, this was something I think I was asking for a week ago when the incident happened in Holly Hills. I'm like, you need to get in front of this and take responsibility and say what happened and explain to the people, you know, what you think happened and how you're going to improve it. I still think they're dancing around the edges here because, Fred, well, let me play the other bite. So this is on Camo X this morning with Amy and Chris on that show, which is in the middle of the day.
We have done a pretty thorough investigation on our end as far as what we can know. And I'll say this, there was a human failure. We will no longer have that system by the end, I believe, of this year or within the year. We will have phased into a system that doesn't rely on humans.
All right, so I'll stop right there. But that listen to what she's saying there, that the end of the year. Now, I guess this will be in the meantime. We'll have the fire department in charge, which is staffed 24 hours a day. But still, here's my question. I don't know the answer to this. Maybe we can get some answers this afternoon. What does the county do? What does the rest of the state do?
That's a really good question.
Because when somebody told me about this, I was driving home last night. When somebody told me about this, I said, wait a second. Because we didn't air the news conference. I said, you're telling me that what they're telling us is that there just wasn't someone there at that moment to press the button that would have set off the sirens. I mean, that's essentially what we're hearing right there.
That's what it sounded like.
Okay, a little bit more here.
I have full confidence that this will not happen again. We put a very clear set of parameters around protocols. We'll be making some public announcements about that today. As I mentioned in the presser yesterday, the buck stops with the fire department from this point forward, and we are all clear on those lines. Say, I do have confidence in our system here. I do have confidence in our team, and we are moving forward from this point. You know, when protocols aren't clear, people's lives are on the line here, and it's our job from this point forward to make sure that those protocols are crystal clear from this point moving on.
Well, she's saying the right things, but I still think I think that hopefully there'll be some people that are going to press her on more specifics, because I've read the account in the Post-Dispatch. That's the audio from not only the news conference, but also from the appearance on KMOX. Wasn't there some excuse, Fred, given about, like, it's an HR issue or something like that?
Yeah, she couldn't talk. I think she was asked on KMOX, will anyone be fired? And she said, well, that's an HR issue. I can't talk about that.
Interesting. So is there one person? Well, now, of course, we're all dying to know what the deal is. Is it one person who watches the weather and then hits a button? I don't know.
Well, that's the image that is conjured
yes.
up, right? So how...
How does the county do it? That's a really good question. How does the rest of the area do it?
I don't know. We can take some phone calls in the next hour. We can find out. Who would be, here's the other thing. Like, for St. Louis County, who would you even ask that question of? You think Sam Page is going to have a good answer there?
No.
No, I don't think so either. So, then you run into some trouble with what are the real answers. I would think that Mike Kehoe would want to get involved here and say, what happened? Let's expose what happened.
Right.
I'm not trying to point to one person and just get a scalp here, but I do think that people deserve answers about what particularly the process was. Now, if she says that went into, here's another question that I thought of. If that was a protocol that was put in place in 2021, that's under Tishar, right? What was happening before 2021?
Exactly. I was going to say, I wonder if you could ask Jeff Rainford what was the protocol under Slay.
We should do that.
Oh, that's good,
Fred.
Yeah.
See if he's able to. We don't want to bother.
He's got a tree on his house.
I can check with our people
like that,
kind of like Dennis Hancock, or even maybe Tim Fitch would know.
Oh, that's
how
a good.
They handled
Tim
it there.
Fitch might know
yeah.
for sure, right?
That's a good
well,
one.
Maybe even before the end. See if you can get someone, and they can come on. Maybe later this hour, because I think that would be very curious. That's the part. There's a bunch of stuff here that is jumping out at me that just doesn't seem right. And when that's the answer at a news conference. Oh, yeah, it was human error. What in the hell was happening before 2021? How are we going to fix it right now? Because it's still going to be a human at the fire department. They're just saying that they're going to be staffed 24 hours. Well, what if the person dozes off? I'm not, ripping on anyone at the fire department, but you still have, what I heard there, what I think I heard there is we're going to transition to a system where this will be automatic. If the National Weather Service issues a tornado warning or whatever the situation might be, because that's what I'm guessing happens for the county. I mean, mine went off last night for a long time. They went off on Friday, even though we weren't even in the, direct hit or anything along those lines.
Well,
I don't know.
I trust the fire department for sure, but it does make you wonder what happened before.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't
I really
either.
Don't get it. So. Huh. Anyway, well, listen, I'm just have to be honest with you here this afternoon, Sue, and Fred, like in the audience, Sue, I am not feeling very well right now, and it's really distracting. I don't really even want to talk about it. I've been struggling a little bit since I've been back from Greece, and I don't feel oriented,
right.
very oriented. So I may need some help here this afternoon just
we're
to get
here.
Through it.
Aren't we, Fred?
Oh, yeah. We're
oh,
here.
Yeah. We got you.
All right. Well, Fred, you want to tell people what's going on the show today? Maybe
so
you should do that.
We're coming up with Mike Gonzalez. He's one of your favorite political guys. We're going to talk to him when we come back from the break. He's at the Heritage Foundation. And one of his latest articles was all about the funding for NPR and PBS. So he can talk a lot of the current events that are going on. And then next hour, right before Sue's News, we got Joe Strom from the Cardinals.
On that front, so, you know, because I went to bed a little early last night, the Cardinals won that game. Like, when I was falling asleep, they were putting the tarp on and the rain was starting to come in, and I think they were up 5-0. So they finished that game last night?
Yeah, they came back. As soon as they came back, they scored 6 runs.
Oh, my God.
In the inning when they, you know, when they had everything. And that was interesting. In that game last night, they put the tarp on even before the rain came.
That's
so
what I thought.
Ready. Really?
Yeah.
So
you
it
know,
makes for a quicker
what?
Cleanup when it's time.
Oh, that makes
well,
sense.
Well, that made sense to me, too, because it started to rain at my house. And then the next thing I know, I looked at the television and they were running the tarp out there. And I thought, I don't even think it's raining downtown. But that's smart because then you don't have the saturation. What time did they pick up the game?
It was proactive. It was a 26-minute rain delay.
Okay. Well, that's not bad at all.
No, it wasn't bad at all because they, you know, took a precursor effort. You know.
All right, so we got Joe Strom coming up. We're going to hopefully take some phone calls in the next hour. Roger Pelkey is with the American Enterprise Institute. He's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Roger's fascinating because he was a professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, and he's not this is what's interesting about this guy. And I think he's been a guest before. So he's a climate scientist, right?
Okay, yeah.
He is not someone who denies that the climate is changing. He's not denying that there's warming. I think he's placing some question on whether or not we cause a lot of the warming. But he's just trying to present the science. And we have people that come on this show that do that all the time, too. But when you try to present the accurate picture of the science and you're not all in on the climate alarmism, then you are pushed aside. So here's a guy who voted for, and he in this piece that I have, and we'll point this out, he never voted for Trump. He voted for Obama. He's never voted for a Republican that I'm aware of. He even voted for Harris. Now, that's another conversation.
Whoa.
But he basically got shoved aside from his position at the University of Colorado. And this goes to a more broader issue than just, you know, the situation with climate change, because I've addressed this before. I think we've talked about the situation with academia. And, you know, Roger will even say, and this is very interesting to me, it wasn't the students. We've seen some of this happen on college campuses. It wasn't the students that had issues with what he was saying. It was the other faculty members.
What?
Yeah. It's just bizarre. So anyway, he's coming up. We got a bunch of other stuff. Hopefully I can make it through here today because I'm not feeling the greatest, but we'll get rolling and see what we can do. Mike Gonzalez is coming up.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, there is a lot going on in Washington right now. We're going to try to track all of that this afternoon. And as Fred mentioned, one of my favorite pundits is with us this afternoon, Mike Gonzalez, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He also wrote a book called BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. I had to suck up to you just a little bit there, Mike, this afternoon. How are you? Welcome back.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I want to talk about, you know, some of the things that I'm doing this week are catching up from when I was on vacation. And I want to talk about NPR and PBS and defunding. But let me get your thoughts right now on everything that's happening in Washington with the big, beautiful bill. We seemingly, one of the reports that I heard this morning is that Trump went into this meeting. He was trying to rally the troops. And I think he came out with less support than he had going in. They still want to get this thing to the president's desk. They want to pass it. Well, get it out of the House, I guess, first and foremost, this week before Memorial Day. It's a long way to get to the president's desk. But where do you think we are on that? And, you know, I get that Republicans are from different areas. I've made this point yesterday. Not all Republicans are like Missouri Republicans or Kansas Republicans or even Illinois, Southern Illinois Republicans, right? You got New York congressmen in there that may have won in a district that Kamala Harris won. So it's complicated for the president. Do you think he's moving forward? Do you think they're going to get this done?
So first of all, you know, when that was happening, I was at the Fox News studio because I was doing a hit with Fox. So I did not follow it as well as I could. I could just.
Whoop, I think we lost him there, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, sounds like
Let's
it.
Let's see. Sometimes he.
Hello?
There he goes. We lost you there for a second there, Mike. Go ahead.
It's the stuff with all, as with all big bills, the stuff you love, the stuff you shrug your shoulders. And the stuff you just don't like. So I'll give you an example with salt, for example. Salt would actually help a lot to somebody who lives in Maryland, to New York, because you could just pay taxes. However, and that would you say, well, that's a good thing, and it lowers overall taxes. However, it encourages bad behavior. It encourages states and localities to spend money on bad things, you know, on woke things, because they know that the money, you know, that people will be able to take their money off from federal taxes. So it's you know, I think it's gonna go through. I think in the end, Trump is gonna be able to rally all the Republican conference. There's going to be a couple of people who are just going to say no, who don't care. But I think in the end, he'll get it through.
Yeah, so let's just so we don't lose people, because, you know, we say all these terms. The SALT deduction, that's the state and local deduction. And what they're working on right now is what the cap should be. So this becomes somewhat important. Like if you're looking at property here in Missouri, we're pretty reasonable. Not that things haven't spiked in the past few years, but there's a lot difference in a piece of property in Missouri compared to locations in California, right? Or maybe in New York. And then there's concern that people are getting added benefit because they have a couple of different homes. So I guess Jason Smith, who's a Missouri congressman, Ways and Means, they've offered to raise the cap to $30,000 for joint filers making up to $400,000 a year. Well, that sounds like a lot of money, right? It sounds like a tax benefit for someone's making a lot of money. Certainly in Missouri, I think it would be, Mike. But if you look at California, New York, Maryland, some places like that, it's a different math equation, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if I look, I've never lived in Missouri, but correct me if I'm wrong, Missouri does not have a very high state tax, right?
No, we do not.
The income tax.
Right, right. It's, you know, it's not the lowest, but we also have this thing here called personal property taxes. So every year you're supposed to pay on the value of your car. In theory, the car depreciates every year until it didn't, right, Sue? Because what happened,
exactly,
happened a few years ago is that used cars were more money because of the market. So, yeah, we get hit with property tax. We get hit with personal property tax. You can make a case, and I lived in a very high tax state, Wisconsin, and I know how high it was up there. If you kind of mesh them together, would you get to the same point as someone in Illinois or another state? I don't know, but we're not a real high tax state, to your point.
Yeah, so that in that case, Missouri would in a way be penalized, because if the high taxes of California, if I can deduct, let's say that I live in California, I can deduct California's high income tax from my federal tax, then it's, you know, it's a benefit to me. But if you compare it to somebody who lives in St. Louis, that he doesn't get the same benefit.
Right. Yeah. So before 2017, the average deduction was around $13,000, and that's $3,000 higher than where it was capped. Obviously, you know, property prices have gone up tremendously. In 2022, they say 10% of all taxpayers use that deduction. I mean, I use that deduction, Sue. When I had that house in the city of St. Louis, I moved out, I'm pretty sure I was able to use that deduction as a, you know, as a landlord, as a renter. So it gets very complicated. Now, the other question is, and I don't know if you've dialed into the bill quite enough, the other pushback is not just on that deduction, but it's on the amount of spending that's taking place. And there are some, you know, very conservatives, whether it's the Freedom Caucus or others, that say, look, we're not doing enough offsets here, especially if you have a raise in this particular area. Well, then you're not going to have as much income coming in. So do you have the proper offsets with all the spending? There are some people that are going to, you know, try to keep Trump in check on that. But Mike, to your point, you know, you got to pass something. And the word compromise is not something that a lot of people are comfortable with or familiar with. But what else are you going to do? Not have a bill, right? And then everybody's taxes will go up because you have to renew the Trump tax cuts.
Well, look, two things can be true at the same time. One, it's a good thing for the legislators to be doing their job, and it's a good thing for the executive, the president, to be doing his job. So they're negotiating, and I think the American people benefit when that happens. At the end of the day, I think that Trump, especially with the support he has in overall from Republicans nationwide, and the all the good things that he's doing, I think that the conference is going to, in the end, compromise and put something on his desk for him to sign. Now, that is, you know, like as Yogi Berra used to say, you know, forecasting is very, very hard, especially about the future. So take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But my feeling is, in the end, he's going to have something on his desk to sign.
Hey, we love the St. Louis reference with Yogi Berra. So points for that, Mike Gonzalez. All right, let's talk about something far more interesting and important, and that is defunding the living daylights out of NPR and PBS. You wrote about this recently. I don't even know why this, at this point, is a debate in any way, shape, or form. I don't get subsidies here for my media organization. I don't think you do at your media organizations. This is something that I guess you probably could have made a case for in the 1970s with Sesame Street, etc. But we've gone well beyond that. And Mike, the other thing that's interesting here is Catherine Marr and others keep trying to make the case that they're just doing straight up reporting. There is no bias in NPR whatsoever, even though we had a longtime editor and reporter in Yuri Berliner that came out a year ago and said, look, here's what I saw firsthand from the inside. So is this something you think can be achieved defunding these folks?
Listen, if it's not achieved by Trump this time, it will never be achieved.
I agree.
Mark, I've been at this for decades. This is the closest we have ever been every Republican since LBJ signed the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967, creating the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB, every Republican president in Congress has tried to defund the CPB, to defund NPR and PBS, or has tried to reform it. Reform it has been impossible. They will not be reformed. That would be a fool's errand. And Trump and Elon Musk and anyone else have signaled that they're not going after reform. They want to defund it. So Trump has several initiatives. One is he zeroed out funding for the CPB in his budget. The CPB is, again, to repeat, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is the entity that does two things. It takes the money that Congress appropriates, which is last time it was $535 million a year, and then it distributes that money to NPR, PBS, other content creators in the public broadcasting system, and about 1,500 local radio and television stations across the country.
You know, I love this, though. You pointed this out in your column. You said in 1971 there was a memo from a young lawyer in the Nixon White House that anticipated the danger of some of these things and said in a memo, "We are confronted with a long-range problem of significant social consequences, that is, the development of a government-funded broadcast system." Would you like to identify who that young lawyer was?
That would be one Antonin Scalia.
How about that?
who went on to do other things.
Yeah, he seemed to have done quite well. But you know, continuing in the point here, there's I don't even know what the justification would be. They always say, "Oh, this is just a small amount of our budget." Well, good, then you're not going to miss it, right?
Exactly. So now let me tell you where we are, what the state of play is. They used to come and say, "Look, this is for the children. Come on, you're going to think, you want to kill Big Bird." They said that to Romney in 2012, right?
Yeah.
"You're murdering Big Bird." Except that they licensed off Sesame Street to HBO in 2015. Big Bird became a millionaire. And so now they can't say that, right? So now what they're saying is, they're saying two things. One of them is the only business model for local news coverage is public television. That is the public, the American taxpayer. That is a frightening thing to any journalist to hear. That the only way that you can have a watchdog is watching over the state is for the state to fund the watchdog. That is just, you know, yes, you can believe that in the Soviet Union and in Red China and North Korea. But that is frightening in any free and sovereign republic.
So what would be?
That's also not the case, by the way. That's not true.
So what is?
And the second thing is, but the second thing, very briefly, is that you need public broadcasting for early weather emergencies. I'm looking into that at the present moment. If that is the case, you can do either of two things. You can give that early weather warning service to another entity that has nothing to do with public affairs, with public broadcasting, with media, with journalism, or you can give it to the CPB. You can cut down the CPB's appropriations to just fund that, the early weather warning systems. So either way, there's no reason, if it is true that farmers in hard to reach places in the Midwest, in places like North Dakota and South Dakota and Nebraska, rely on public broadcasting for early weather. Yeah,
I don't believe
systems.
That. I don't buy it.
No, I don't believe that either.
No.
But you know who believes it? You know who believes it more?
Democrats.
A lot of congressmen. No! No!
Oh, some Republicans?
To buy into this.
Oh,
yes,
man.
But in the northern Midwest.
Well, that's terrible. And by the way, it's perfect segue because we just had a storm that came through here on Friday and somebody was responsible for literally, there was a person, we're baffled by this, that's responsible for pressing a button for the sirens, and that person did not press the button. And I have a former county council member, Tim Fitch is going to join us here, Sue, in a moment.
Great.
But Mike, is there a path where you think, now this is disappointing to me that Republicans are pushing against this, is there a realistic path to get this done? Because I would say the majority of the caucus wants it. This is the majority of Republican voters want it. President Trump wants it. I don't hear a lot of confidence from you that it will actually get done, though.
No. That's not true.
Okay.
I am confident that this will get done. But listen, man, I'm in a city. I'm in a city where you have to fight for everything.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to fight for everything. And this is a dogfight right now. And the other side, NPR and PBS are spending taxpayer money on lobbying. They're going office by office and by office on Capitol Hill, telling these whoppers. So the thing we need to do is stay the course, make sure that Trump that we stay together here, and that this time, unlike every other time in the last 50 years, NPR and PBS. By the way, NPR and PBS are not going to go away. They will rely on the Bemisher model. They will rely on the Tide Foundation. They will rely on Mackenzie Scott. They will rely on George Soros. I don't care.
Right. I don't either.
I don't care. I don't want to quash liberal voices. I'm not like Catherine Marr, who you know the CEO of NPR, who wants to quash, you know, ideas she disagrees with. I don't care that the New York Times exists.
Nor do I.
Or MSNBC. All I care about is that the conservative taxpayers are not coerced into paying for a service that mocks them, that ignores their views, that just ignores them. That is un-American.
It is un-American. Mike Gonzalez, well spoken. Thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon, Mike. I really appreciate it. You're always great.
Thank you, Mark. Somebody has to invite me to come to St. Louis. I've never been.
We're going to get you here. We'll get you to a baseball game. The baseball team's not bad right now. We're going to work on that. We got Tim Fitch coming up. He's going to tell us what they do in St. Louis County. Sue, that'll be interesting.
Yes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I don't want to run out of time here, but we should have thought of Chief Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief and former St. Louis County Councilman, with us this afternoon. How are you, Chief? Thanks for jumping on here with me. I appreciate it.
It's all good, Mark.
Well, what is your opinion of this right now? When we hear, and again, I'm not blaming Kara because this is a new administration, but for her to say this was something that was put in place in 2021 and they didn't have someone to press the button on the tornado warning, you say, what the hell, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, this was not a human error. I think I heard it described as that. This was a policy failure is what this was. So why would you give the city emergency management agency the authority to push the button when there's nobody there 24/7? So in St. Louis County, it's done much differently. The St. Louis County Police Department is also the leader of the Office of Emergency Management. So if there is a tornado warning put out in St. Louis County by the National Weather Service or an adjoining county, because, you know, tornadoes move, the supervisor in the emergency 911 center activates the tornado sirens for the whole county. So that obviously is operated 24/7, and they know it's their responsibility. So there's never a question as to who has to do this.
So what is your impression of what happened here?
Right.
Well, for some reason, the city delegated the city emergency management agency to do that. Then they had nobody available to push the button when the time came, because I think what I read in the media reports, they were all at a workshop somewhere.
That's the other thing, Sue. Wait, I gotta focus. See, I thought I heard that they were all at a workshop. It's not like the forecasters, Dave Murray and everyone else, wasn't warning people throughout the day that we had a very combustible atmosphere and these storms were possible.
Yeah, because we couldn't figure that out, Tim, because it happened in the afternoon. It wasn't like an odd hour, you know, 2 a.m. or something.
Well, I think the best question for a journalist to ask is, okay, SEMA, do you have somebody there at the button 24/7, 365 days a year, yes or no? The answer should always be yes. And my guess is they don't and didn't on that day. So that's how the failure happened.
So when I'm in my home last night asleep and it's 1 a.m. and the sirens, I have a siren that's essentially about 100 yards from my house. That goes off. That's because someone in the county has deemed, because of the forecast, because of the warnings, that those sirens should go off, not just in my part of St. Louis County, but all over St. Louis County?
That's right. Or okay. It could be like you live very close to the Jefferson County line.
Yes.
You know, there could be a tornado in Jefferson County, High Ridge, heading north. They're going to put the sirens are going to go off in St. Louis County also.
That's interesting.
Wow.
So, in other words, what happened Friday likely is in North County, they had sirens go off. But in North City and in other parts of the city, that's where the failure was.
That's right. All of St. Louis County, the sirens went off. I had just pulled into my home in West County, and the sirens had gone off. So we know the sirens, the warning had been out from the National Weather Service for some time before the tornado even landed in Clayton and then started heading east. So there's really no excuse other than it was a policy failure.
Well, this deserves a lot more conversation. Unfortunately, we're up at the end of the hour, but we thought of you here just a few minutes ago, so I appreciate the insight. We're going to probably take some calls on this in the next hour, but thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome.
We have Sue's News coming up and then Telephone Tuesday, so I think people want to chime in on some of this. We'll give you an opportunity. We'll open up the phone lines right after Sue's News. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.